KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I am teaching a writing class this semester at a large local university. Just one semester, just one class. Nevertheless, yesterday I had to spend 2 hours doing an online course in sexual harassment. That's a requirement, by the way. You've got to spend at least 2 hours. If you spend any less, there's a pop-up warning telling you to slow down. I mean, somehow they just know. But I'm not really complaining about it. I mean, if this is what people who run universities think they need to do, or more accurately, probably what the lawyers of people who run universities tell them they need to do, well, you know, okay, who am I to contradict them? I mean, I don't have to face the lawsuits. Actually, I do. That was a big part of the training, reminding the trainee that everybody is liable in a harassment lawsuit, so stick to your knitting. Now, the other thing I learned, which was interesting, was that even if you filed a harassment complaint with the Department of Equity and Diversity, not making that name up, by the way, you've still got to show up to work every day. So my dreams of getting patted on the backside and then spending the semester at home drinking in the afternoon just evaporated. The minute you file a complaint with the Department of Equity and Diversity, not making that name up, by the way, everything sort of freezes in place. Nobody's allowed to talk about it or retaliate or do anything while the relevant authorities investigate. Now, here is a partial list, by the way, of the stuff you're not allowed to do ever. Stereotype, joke about protected categories, joke about physical characteristics, allow sexually explicit material in the workplace, allow offensive objects in the workplace, joke about offering benefits in exchange for sexual favors, use work computers for personal purposes, discriminate, or retaliate. So, basically, here's what I learned about sexual harassment during the contractually obligated 120 minutes. Whatever it is you want to do, don't do it. Whatever you say, don't say it. And whenever you're faced with this issue as a supervisor, teacher, student, harasser, harassee, whatever, stop, freeze, and file a formal complaint and or report to the Department of Equity and Diversity, not making that name up, by the way. But see, here's the irony. The class I'm teaching is a television writing class. The students in it are aspiring television writers. For them, the goal is to get a job writing on a television series and eventually to be a creator of a series of their own. But almost every item on that list is a regular daily occurrence in the writer's room of a TV show. I mean, some are twice daily occurrences. Some happen too often to keep count. So while I hope I'm teaching my students something about writing professionally, I'm not sure I'm teaching them anything about being a professional writer, which may make me a bad teacher, which may result in a complaint to the Department of Equity and Diversity. Not making that name up, by the way. And that's all for this week. Next week, we'll talk about the Keith Richards of television, sort of. In the meantime, head over to kcrw.com/martinishot and tell us about your list of don'ts. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.